It was, but it was kind of lame in that you had to have reservations. You can only be in there 45 minutes at a time, and the drinks were really expensive, and the service wasn't very good. But other than, so as a bar, it wasn't particularly good, but the decorations were nice, and the drinks were interesting.
And you get to get your arm cut off by Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
What drinks did you guys get? Because now we got to add them to the game.
Oh, we were talking about that too. We were like, man, we should take a picture of this so you guys will finally have an answer for when you're ordering drinks, and then I don't think we did.
Also, I just want to say, that is a... I'm trying to think of a good adjective here.
Yeah, here he goes.
Dapper? That is a dapper mustache.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
it's
that's
filling
amazing.
In quite nicely. Is it a prosthetic?
Yeah.
It's a prosthetic. I actually took it from the back of my head. It's the only way I was able to get it going.
You actually took it from another janitor?
No, that looks really good. You have to trim it, right? Like, you shave that, right? Like, that's not natural.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
I spend more time thinking about it than I'd like to talk
about.
No,
it looks great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
I can't grow facial hair. I can't grow the beard like what you guys can do. I can't do any of that. And when it comes in scraggly.
Mine gets pretty patchy, too. It's just dark, so it looks good. Looks okay.
Yeah. Tiger, you're pretty clean shaven now.
Yeah, I got rid of the mustache. It was a little too fruity.
Too fruity. Was it because we said you look like Freddie Mercury?
It had nothing to do with you. I did it because I wanted to.
Oh, Andy's back to the beard. Didn't you shave for like one of our last sessions? Now you're back to the full beard.
It hasn't been that long since we had a session, has it? Because I thought the same thing about your beard. I was like, man, you really grew your beard out.
It literally has been. I mean, this is just, 3 weeks of not shaving, basically?
Right, but it's noticeable.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's, you know, I wear a mask every day. It just doesn't matter. I hardly think about it. Like, whenever I take my mask off, like, I'll have a water bottle in class, so sometimes I'll take my mask off, take a sip, and then put it back on. And kids are just like, you have a beard?
Shut up. Here's a detention.
I've only had to write up one kid so far this year. He got suspended. That was because he reeked of weed in the classroom.
Oh no!
It's like, dude, don't do that. Like, time and place, man. Time and place.
What grade?
He's a senior.
No, so he should know better.
Yeah, it's like, man, just like do that on the weekend or something where I can't know about. Like, I have to report you.
The principal at the school I work at called out one of not my workers, but workers who used to work there. This was like maybe 5 years ago before I was there. But they were in the bathroom and there was a bunch of smoke coming out of the bathroom. And he called them in their office because he thought they were smoking cigarettes. Well, what they were really doing is they had this spraying device that was spraying the wall, and it caused a mist to come out of the bathroom. But he was like grilling them like for smoking like cigarettes.
That is a great excuse.
What?
And she bought it?
Well, it's called a Kyvac machine. It like stores water and you drag it to the bathroom. It was one of the most stupidest expenses we've ever made. But yeah, it sprayed water and it does cause it to be kind of misty. Because it's like basically just a sprayer.
Huh. Well, that sucks. Sounds like a, I don't know, overzealous principal, I guess.
Now recording.
Or procurement guy, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Procurement.
I don't think we have a procurement guy at my high school. I think that's literally just whoever asks for things to be bought, and then there is money, that thing gets bought. Especially if you work in the English department.
Well,
things can happen in the English department?
If the English department needs something, like,
strange. It's the most useless subject.
Air conditioning when it's hot outside, or like janitors to clean their rooms. Like, literally, if they need anything, they get it. And like, if we need something on the third floor, math department, they're like, we don't have any money left. Spend it all in the English department. And so, like, I work in a very, like, and I'm like, guys, I'm totally cool with just cleaning my own room. You just give me a broom. And they're like, nope, don't have any. And I'm just like, ugh. So our room has, our rooms on the third floor haven't been cleaned in a while. And it's hot as shit.
Total classic.
And it's not even the custodian's fault, because there's just, like, I don't know if this is true for your district, or, like, your area, Boo, but, like, all the custodians at CPS are quitting. So, no. Like, we for, like, we're our entire high school, we have, like, two custodians. Like, that's it. So, like, they can't clean the whole building. So, like, they just stick them to the first floor, and I work on the third floor. Yeah. For some reason, it's really bad. Maybe, I mean, I'm assuming it's CPS's fault. I think CPS probably just didn't pay their custodians enough.
That's what our school's finally, they're finally adjusting for minimum wage. They also just made, we just made a switch over from, because we were having problems trying to keep hold of part-time custodians that would come in from, like, for 3 hours in the evening. We couldn't keep anyone. Initially, that's how I got into the job. And you hire high school kids and college kids, but they cycle out so fast. It's high turnover, so we never keep a full staff. So they decided to start upgrading. Now we have, like, a full crew that's, like, full-time that's there till, like, 10. I have a crew that works till 10:30 that I'm technically in charge of that they, you know.
Are you evening shift then?
Technically, I'm midday shift. I'm the guy midday, who's in charge of the – I'm the guy who's in charge of the night crew.
Oh, okay.
So – now they're hiring and they're paying a little bit better. So we're not short staffed right now, but we have been.
Good for your school then. Good for you. That's great. Yeah. That's definitely something a problem our school is facing right now.
Jeez. I was just telling Tiger, I got to write up a guy for, not cleaning.
What was he doing?
He just wasn't doing a good job.
Random.
Ryan, you're not in Founder yet.
Oh, yeah. I realize that now. I always try to get there through... Wait, did you guys buy light... Dude, did you buy lightsabers?
I did.
Oh, dope. Which ones did you get? A green one and a blue one?
I built mine.
You built your own? Tiger, yeah. You didn't?
No.
Ah, you cheap asshole.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
I'll get a lightsaber when they're actually lightsabers. Like, you know.
Wait, let me find... I gotta find the link. I gotta find the kickboxing girl. There she is.
I don't know what the kickboxing girl is.
She's the kickboxing girl that Boo posted right next to a link you posted to the Foundry website. And it's how I find the Foundry website every time.
Should I pin it then?
Oh no! Looking for the kickboxing girl is always fun,
huh?
You don't remember the kickboxing girl?
Well, I do now. I've seen it, and there's a cat with a computer.
Yep, that was also posted by Boo. All
right,
he's got the best gifts.
Yeah,
I've got the freshest memes.
He's a meme guy. All right, so
Andy, I was tabbed out of the. The call. Do you have your lightsaber? Let me see the one you built.
Yeah. One second.
Which one is that one? Oh,
that's so cool.
This is the defense and protection model.
What did you, so like when you build it, you like build it from the inside out, right? Like you pick a kyber crystal and all that shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's they like all have kyber crystals.
Do you pick a color or a shape, or like how does that work?
You pick a color. There, I'll show you.
What color? Oh, so
it has modular parts.
Yeah. So this is what they give you.
Cool, dude, Tiger. No matter how much money that was, you should have done it. I don't know why you did. That's like a one.
Because I didn't. I don't have anything to do with it once I bring it home.
Yeah, you mount it.
They sell other kyber crystals. Uh-huh. So if I want to change the color, I just replace the crystal with the other ones I bought.
That's and so cool. Change so the color of the blade.
Yeah.
So your blade is blue.
Yeah, because
that's a Jedi Knight. I think according to Knights of the Old Republic, I think it was like Knights have blue, Masters have green.
Is that how that works?
I don't know if that's canon anymore, but that was how it worked. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, like based on personality.
Yeah, I think colors. Now. Yeah,
I thought if you were black, you would get a purple one.
That's
not entirely not true.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
What color would you get? What color green. What did you get? Did you get blue or green or a blue?
I'd get green, but that blue looks amazing. Dude, that looks really different from the ones you have. Like, that blade looks really good. Yeah, I like the blue one looks way cooler. I don't know, it's brighter or it's more white in the middle.
It just looks more true to a camera artifact.
It might be.
It feels more true to like the movie, the way the movies look.
In canon, aren't red lightsabers corrupted kyber crystals? Isn't that? Did I read that somewhere?
I had never heard the corrupted part.
Are they? Have you guys watched Star Wars Visions yet?
I watched the first three or four.
I watched a couple.
Oh, I binged all of them.
The first one is awesome. The second two or three are fine.
That's so. There was Tatooine Rhapsody. That's the second one.
That one was kind of lame.
Then the third one, I think, was the twins.
That was cool.
I like the twins.
That was like Dragon Ball Z meets Star Wars. It was kind of cool.
Trigger is the studio that made that. Kill la Kill. Yes, Trigger makes weird, over the top anime like Kill la Kill. The twins was really good. Have any of you guys seen the Ninth Jedi yet? That one? That's like maybe the sixth one.
That's
most people's favorite. So even if you don't watch all of them, I would definitely watch that one. You should definitely watch that one. You should watch the one called The Elder. Don't watch the one with the bunny lady. I thought that one was dumb. I've watched them all. My favorites were The Ninth Jedi, The Duel. I think that's what the first one's called. The first one.
I thought that was so cool.
The duel was amazing. What is he? Is he a Sith or is he just like a Sith hunter that uses red kyber crystals because that's just what he gets when he kills a Sith?
A lightsaber umbrella? Oh.
Dude, that or just like his like I loved how his lightsaber was like a katana. But it extended as he drew it out of the sheath. Yeah, it was like dope. Also his astromech droid that had like rocket launchers built in. That one was sick. The twins actually is probably my absolute favorite. I love that one. That one was just so anime. It was so over the top and nuts, but also fun. And like the dude cuts a Star Destroyer in half with a gigantic lightsaber. And they kind of copied the visual effect of the Holdo maneuver from the whatever that one is.
Last Jedi, I think.
The eighth. Yeah, Last Jedi. I was thinking of the number eighth, the eighth one. I really liked the twins. That was fun. The Ninth Jedi was really good. There's also one, I don't remember the name of it, that was cool. Yeah, I really just watch them all. The only ones I didn't think were very good were like, there's one with like a rabbit girl, alien. She's got rabbit ears. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I'm going to go grab something to drink really quick.
Oh, actually, I'm going to do that too. Otherwise they're all good and they're all worth watching it. They're only like 15 minutes. So definitely.
Yeah. I was on the plane and then I didn't get back to it.
Yeah. But the duel, the one you guys saw, the first one is one of the best ones, but there are really good. There are other good ones. But the twins was probably my favorite.
You're my favorite.
Thank you. I'm going to make us watch the intro again today.
You should. I mean, we're about to get started and this kind of just devolved.
Yeah. I'm not as a... Well, I think it's I fine. As long as we talk about Star Wars,
it's kind of a Star Wars club, you know?
Yeah, Star Wars club. Yeah, we're 33 years old.
I mean, I'm wearing a vest. You're wearing a thing that only a few people would understand. Also, I've decided to take. I think the rebel symbol is better than the empire symbol. I decided that the other day. I was looking at the two of them.
Completely disagree.
Oh, I knew you would.
I'm just on the complete opposite end.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah. I guess I like straight lines, and I like the uniformity, the axial symmetry of the Imperial symbol.
What do you think of the First Order symbol? Isn't that different a little bit?
The First Order symbol looks like it looks like a mouth, like with a bunch of teeth. At Star Wars in Disney, like all the people there are like in character. They're trying to be in character. And so I was getting hassled the entire time because I wore my Imperial outfit, which was this, and then like my jersey. Yeah, they were like, we don't serve your kind here. And then I didn't know what to say. I wasn't like, because I wasn't really in character. So,
well, it's like, what time period are we taking place in? Because this matters.
Because it does. They said the First Order. They kept calling me First Order, which I didn't like either.
Oh, yeah.
It's First Order. Where's the First Order symbol? I'm trying to look at it.
It's round, and it just has a bunch of circle teeth in the middle.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it looks like an
anus. It looks like anal dentata.
It looks like the original Maw from the Sarlacc pit monster.
Yeah.
I'm really, really not even sure there is a context that can make that conversation better.
Anal dentata. Dentata from the Latin for teeth. Anal from the Latin for butthole.
Mm.
So put those two.
The Jedi Order symbol's pretty cool. I'm looking at that.
It's fine.
Black Sun looks okay.
I like Black Sun. I'm just a sucker for the bad guys.
Yeah, you're a sucker.
Although the Imperials weren't the bad guys.
Oh, Sith is kind of cool. God. The Empire did nothing wrong. Get out of here.
Nothing wrong.
He's an Empire.
Project Cinder or whatever it was.
Oh, that I'm not familiar with.
It was the project immediately that was enacted upon Palpatine's death, which, like, basically, if I can't have the Empire, no one can. And so they basically, like, Death Star beamed a ton of worlds.
That can't be canon.
It is literally canon.
No.
From what show?
Yes, it is canon. It is from a video game, actually.
From what game?
The one where you play as bad guys. Battlefront 2, maybe?
Oh, yeah, really? Battlefront 2. Oh, I didn't get that far. I got like half. Canon?
Oh.
Yeah, the new one. So
yes, I'm pretty sure it was called Cinder.
Oh yeah, I got to the part with Lando and I kept dying, so then I didn't finish it.
Operations, look it up. Operation Cinder.
Well, spoiler alert.
It has a ton of sources actually. Yeah, it's like was the codename for the orbital bombardment campaign devised by Galactic Emperor Darth Sidious, who sought to punish the Galactic Emperor for failing to prevent his death. Following the Emperor's demise during the Galactic Civil War and the Battle of Endor in 4 ABY, were relayed to the loyal Imperial. The Emperor is the Empire, so I don't know what you're talking about. Were relayed to loyal Imperial officers.
Who is Darth Sidious?
That's, you know who that is, right?
No.
That's the Emperor. That's Palpatine.
I don't recognize that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's going to change the prequels for me.
So, Burnin Khan, Candivant, Abednado, Kaminor, Necronus, Barret Vardos. Naboo actually was also targeted.
Well, no one's going to argue with you on that one.
I'm literally reading.
No, I mean, Wikipedia. I think it's fine if we get rid of Naboo.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty planet.
No. It's full of racial stereotypes.
And they're fussy. They won't take their tax regulations like they should.
Yeah, just pay your taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay. Hey Boo. Have you ever gotten into or come across Warhammer 40,000? No.
Never had it.
It's like my favorite thing. Just wasn't sure. I've been playing it. They have a new, it's like a tabletop game. They have a new version called Kill Team out right now.
Oh, really?
Maybe you've heard of it. It's pretty fun.
I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Oh, it's awesome.
How come you never come to the intro?
What?
Your character never comes to the intro page, so you never see us do the intro.
I you mean the song?
Yeah.
I mean, it just started and stopped, so I don't know why it's what's going on.
Oh, I already watched the whole thing.
Is it going right now?
No. We're back in the lobby. All right. Episode 27. Face to face. The crew has tracked down their target to an abandoned section in the Novacore Clarium processing plant. On a hunch, Sarn Turbo and RX-78 enter the plant through a door in the back, discovering a booby trap and eventually a hideout. Max Skyblade, meanwhile, made a different, stealthier entrance and narrowly escaped discovery by the plant's Mustafarians and autonomous droids. After Sarn hucks a live stun grenade into the factory rather than let some booty go unplundered, he unwittingly stuns and blinds his human crewmate. Sarn and RX-78 have now exited the hideout, bumping into none other than Kato Lichos himself. But how will they disarm his multiple genitalia?
I have to admit, I don't remember much of the end of that then, because I don't remember.
I just remember Sarn was gonna like wanted to his armor. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was denied.
I just disallowed that.
That's not gonna happen here today.
These notes are helpful. I do kind of remember this now.
Sarn, don't grenade that guy.
Why?
Because I don't think it's a good idea. You always think people deserve to be grenaded.
I've never had grenades before now.
Oh, well, I've heard you talk about it. I know you're excited, but we can't do it. Oh,
it is an exciting time.
Oh, wait a second.
To grenade somebody?
Well, no, witnessing Sarn and the advent of grenades, if you will.
Oh, God. I don't think so. I think it's like a glass bowl in a China store.
A glass bowl?
Exactly.
Oh, wow, these dice are all fucked up.
What's up?
The texture on the dice is all messed up. Ryan, in the chat, I sent you the Destiny pool dice.
Destiny?
Oh, yeah, they are all effed up. You're right.
I mean, as long as they work, I guess, right?
Right. Hey, yeah, look at that. That's a good roll.
All right, so 3 light and 2 dark. Oh, and then I got to roll obligation. Oh, well, we rolled Max Skyblade again. All right, and your obligation is family, right? Family and betrayal?
Betrayal and family.
Yes.
Oh.
All right, can you guys see everything here? Sometimes you can't see them.
Wow. Okay. So for a second there, I thought the game pause symbol was an actual gear. I was like, oh, wow, you got it. Things moving.
There's ways to do it. I just have not. I don't want to spend much time making maps. Eventually I will once I get more used to doing all the story stuff.
Doing map making?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I believe I was just telling Sarn, don't put a grenade in a guy's chest.
Well, no. Well, you're blind. Now.
Oh, yeah, I'm blind.
Or on his genitalia.
Hey, Mac, I think I'm going to put a grenade into his armor.
Don't do that. I heard he's got many genitalia.
So I think you walked right up to his face, I believe. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds very Sarn like. Do you like challenging people to their faces?
Mm-hmm. With a grenade in my hand.
Well, you've only begun to like that very recently, as you do not have much experience with grenades.
I need to figure this out.
But in people's faces, that's been around for a while. That's a Sarn staple right there.
So Kato,
am I still blind?
Yeah, yes, you're blind. Kato he's covered here.
No one will accuse us of mimicking the original trilogy. Wait, the Han Solo figure got blinded in battle.
Boba Fett.
So Andy, or Sarn, as Sarn walks up to Kato Lichos, Keito Lichos swipes at him with his claws, but fails. Do you want to fill that in, Sarn, maybe?
Yeah, can I punch him in the face?
No, I mean, I meant, like, how does he miss?
Fill in what happened, not add more stuff. Okay.
So I see him reach back. He's kind of slow. So as he's reaching back, I know what's going to happen. So I just casually duck out of the way as his claw flies right over my head.
Okay.
And then I punch him in one of his dicks.
Roll.
I attempt to punch him in one of his dicks.
That's going to be, since you're in, what do they call it, engaged or...
Yeah,
engaged range. Melee attacks are always two purple dice.
Is it brawl or melee?
Brawl.
Because I don't have it. Okay.
Right, because we decided melee is with a weapon.
Yeah. Aha!
Okay, so what is your... Because you should have fists, right? Is it on your... Okay, it's not on your...
I like your choice of music today, Tiger.
Thank you. I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it. I never can.
It's just to turn like mine down. I don't know what the name of it is. It's just a classic Star Wars theme.
Yeah, it's and it should have some factory noises too.
Yes, I do hear that as well. Although that's a little more garbled, and so that's harder for me to make.
Gerbled.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it's not playing. Gerbled.
Yes, it's running on a wheel.
Did you find it? Should be in your folio. Do you have the old folio?
Yeah.
What is the damage on fists?
Oh, 2.
Okay.
So plus it's 1 damage
per success.
So 2, so 4.
So 4.
Yeah.
Okay. So you punch him and it does some damage, but not a whole lot. And the threat is that, he sort of takes the punch, doesn't move a whole lot and just gets really, really, he lets out like this gigantic, like, roar sort of thing, and laughs at you.
Oh shit! Hey guys, I should probably not have punched him. That was probably a bad idea.
Who did you punch now?
He started it.
Okay, are you just talking on the comm? Right, standing right in front of him.
No, he's punching. Oh yeah, he's not that close to.
I mean, he's pretty close now.
I'm on a comm.
Yeah, no, Mac is he's not by you right now.
I'm wandering the halls blind.
Blinded.
Because of a stun grenade. Blinded.
Oh, and you suffered blinded. Strain for that.
So I do always have a lot of strain.
Yeah. It's okay, from your masturbation.
So no one's really by me, though.
RX is by you. But you stepped away from RX to approach Kato. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what those are. Those are elevated, like, walkways, catwalks.
Yeah, you guys are not in the catwalks right now, though.
Oh, we're underneath. Okay.
Yeah. I did put everybody on the catwalks, but that's not where you're at.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, now I don't know what to do. Do I keep punching him until backup arrives? RX, help.
Sorry.
Keep punching him until backup arrives.
I was staring at a droid that was doing its job. That was really interesting to me because it had like 8 arms. So I have no idea what's going on.
All right. I punched him in one of his many genitalia.
I turn around and you saying, Rex, help me. And I see the chaos. Keito Lichos looks like he's in quite a bit of pain.
He not hear him swipe scream. You again. So he lets out this large roar and goes to swipe you again after you punched him and misses again. But he misses and sort of misses damage, but puts you off balance a little bit, and you slide back away from him. So you didn't, you kind of tripped and fell, so you don't take damage, but you do slide away from him.
All right.
And he's standing over you.
I pull my
as I'm sliding. Okay.
I see the space. I see this the gap created. I pull my blaster off my back. It's a big one, so I use that's where I keep it. So
okay.
I pull out my blaster rifle and I level it at him.
He doesn't. He's not. Okay. He doesn't see you because Andy or Sarn stepped up in front of him.
And so I call out to him.
Okay.
Kato, stand down. Kato, stand down.
Who are you? This one I know is a bounty hunter. I can tell from the looks of him or her. But you're just some bucket of bolt droid.
I'm with him. And I am a bucket of bolt droids with a T7 blaster rifle pointed at your various genitalia.
Why is this guy described with genitalia?
That's what Tony picked, so that's what I'm going with.
That's what he bragged about.
Yeah, I bragged about it, so what? Look upon my genitalia and weep.
Can I kick one of them from the floor?
You think I'm afraid of you? And then when he says that, he pushes a button, igniting a jetpack on his back. It launches him up onto one of the catwalks.
Can I take a reaction shot?
Yeah. But it's gonna have a setback because
it's a reaction.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you were probably at medium distance, I'd say, so yeah, two is fine.
Okay. Wow, barely. So one success, that's just whatever. What, 9 plus 1 is like 10 damage, I think.
Is that how that works?
Isn't it 9 plus 1? I thought it was 9 plus 1.
Because the
rifle is...
Okay.
Yeah, the rifle's 9.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be 10. It's either 9 or 10. If a success just counts as one success and it's an additional success that adds 1, then it's 9. And if it's... any extra success is 1, which is how we've been playing. That is 10.
What the hell is this? Why is it doing that? Hold on. That's not what I wanted.
Well, the music stopped, but it's definitely still playing the factory sounds.
Oh, because the music is not set to repeat. I will change that now, even though you're the only one that can hear it, apparently.
I can hear it.
The boo can hear it.
Turn it down.
Oh, he can. Oh, that's right. All right.
Oh, there it is.
So now it started?
I think this was the same music that was played... do you guys remember Shadow of the Empire? Of course, Boo does, because he loves Dash Rendar. But the N64 game, right? Not like the book. You did? Okay, great. Do you remember the level where you had to jump on the trains, on like the jump wiggle, and then fight IG-88 at the end?
I don't remember particularly, but I do. This song does remind me of that game.
This is the music that was playing during that level.
This music is—it's actually from the prequels when they're in the droid factory.
I think. Well,
I mean, they could share.
It sounds reminiscent.
Shadow of the Empire was older than the prequels, so I doubt.
That wouldn't make sense.
But it was similar to this. At least it's very reminiscent of this.
Okay, so you do hit him. As he moves up into the rafters, not the rafters, the catwalk.
Good. All right, I scramble up and I try to go up these stairs right here.
Okay.
So I go up the stairs.
Does my shot slow him down at all?
It moved him off course a little bit, but he still made it onto. So yeah, you hit him. It like moved him around. And so he had to grab onto like a railing and pull himself over onto the catwalk.
Okay. All right. So I'm up there and am I by him at all? Like relatively close?
Yeah, you're probably at like, I guess you would be so up those stairs, so probably like medium distance. I think okay. At this point, probably ought to roll for initiative.
Oh, I was going to offer him a chance to give up.
Okay, you can do that before combat begins. Should it okay. begin?
Lichos?
Yeah, Kato. Yeah, well, Lichos is his last name, yeah.
All right, Lichos. And I pull out my rifle and point it out. So you got one chance to give up. Are you going to take it? Or am I going to have to shoot off your genitalia one by one?
Give up for what? Why would I give up to you?
So you don't die.
You are really naive, aren't you?
Are you sure?
I'm one of the biggest, baddest bounty hunters there is on this planet, if not the whole galaxy.
And that's exactly what the butt radar says.
Never heard of her.
But I am a butt radar hunter.
We're
pretty good at killing people.
We'll see about
that. And aliens.
Enter combat.
Did Tony probably, aside, God probably just tried to create an NPC that's so broken that we cannot possibly kill.
It's cool though, right?
It'll be cool for everyone, yes.
Am I involved or am I still blind in the back, like downstairs?
You're in the back for now.
I had a lot of successes, but I guess I only got a 0.03.
If you want to move towards the group, you can start doing that, and then once you get into it.
Remember, I'm blind.
Hey, everyone, I'm blind.
I start kicking or like stomping on the gantryway to like make a sound for you that you can follow.
Yeah, I'm right behind you. I'm trying to find you. Hey, you, Rex, I can hear the stomp of your little feet.
Boba Fett? Boba Fett where?
No, Boba Fett. That was a weird dream I had once. What the hell is going on?
Oh, we're fighting Kato Lichos.
Oh, God.
And his many, many genitalia.
I knew you'd be happy to hear that.
How many genitalia does he have?
2 to 7.
Oh, my God.
Looks like six and a half by my count.
It's because I punched 1.5.
Oh, God. Okay. This is probably our strangest foe we've ever faced.
Is it really?
I think so.
PC slot.
All right, you guys should try to probably get up on the catwalks, right? You're down below now.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, my gun's got range.
All right, fair enough.
Not too worried about it.
All right, who wants the first one?
You take it. You're up there.
All right,
up there in the thick.
Good, good, because I can use that
strike quick, first or whatever quick, it is.
Quick draw.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Quick strike.
Do it. Give them the business.
Oh, that's boost. And you said medium, right, Tiger?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I only did 1 or 10 damage.
Okay. So
I shoot at him. I hit him right in the arm.
Okay, so you hit him, you shoot at him and you hit him in the arm.
Yes.
Okay. Ah! You hit him. He activates his what do you call it? Jetpack again. He's now hovering above the catwalk for his turn. So he spends a maneuver. to get high, and from there he's got a vantage of every, like he's got the high ground.
He's got the high ground.
Yeah. So well, the literal high ground, not necessarily the figurative high ground.
Literal ground.
Right. And
in my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Certain point of view.
Okay. And then he goes to shoot at Sarn, who just shot
Sarn.
Him. Yeah. He gets a boost for being at the high ground.
Oh, we can't see. You're rolling privately?
Oh, that's not what I meant. I can change this, though.
Well, unless if you unless if you miss, then you can keep it.
No, he hit. So, let's see. It's 9 damage.
Oh, boy. So, I take 4.
That's not bad at all. You get, like, full health. You could take a lot of those, and he's not going to be able to take many rounds of all 3 of us blasting him.
Well, don't forget, we got a blind guy.
And
that's true. Oh.
And I should tell you that he gets another slot because he is a enhanced nemesis. So he gets an initiative slot at the end of the initiative order.
Oh, yeah, that is something that would have been nice to know.
You guys, right,
I think
you guys
we should
really...
try to shoot his jetpack.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Because he's hovering over the catwalk.
And he's facing me, so...
That kind of makes him a sitting duck, though, too. There's, like, no cover in the air.
But it makes him harder to hit.
Oh, wait, it does? Why?
Because...
Because God said so?
Because of all
hey,
the machinery...
Let him get his answer out.
Yeah. Because of machinery whirring overhead and steam rising throughout the area. Remember the steam that made Mac so
I guess
stuffy?
I would have thought the steam would have made everybody harder to hit, so just everybody has a penalty.
No.
Like catwalks have, like, they're grates. Steam can go through grates.
They can. That's why it's
but
up there.
Not... Okay, all right, fine. But it gets us not on the grate. It's invisible while it goes to the grates.
Are you
going to
fight me or are we
going to
play
air?
This game?
You know, both. As is tradition.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is it my turn then? Did he go and he shot Sarn?
Yeah, he shot
yeah,
Sarn.
He shot.
All right. I'm assuming I'm going to take the next PC slot because I don't see a third one. And I don't think Mac is counted as being here yet.
He is not
there.
Sure.
I'm out one.
Wait, what? Two people talk at the same time. What'd you all say?
There's 3 slots. I don't know if Boo rolled, though.
He did not roll because he hadn't made it. He hadn't made it yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's what I meant.
Gotcha.
Okay, so all right, I'll shoot. Can I target the backpack specifically, the jetpack?
Yeah, that's going to be an extra setback.
Okay, and is he still at medium range?
Yes.
Okay. Damn. Sorry, fam.
It's all right.
There's a failure and a threat. The threat is that by shooting at him, you gave away your location.
Right. Shoot at me then, dick.
Do it. Take
which,
a shot.
With which dick? Okay.
Any of them. All of them.
All of them at once? He starts furiously. I'm not even going to go there. That would be stupid.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, that would be. That would be.
This is being wait, you don't know what I was going to say.
I do know exactly what you were going to say, and this is being recorded.
Oh, no. Wait, did Craig say that?
Craig.
Craig. Okay. So he turns to you where he hears that come from, because we're at the end of the initiative order. He gets another slot. And shoots
wait,
towards
Boo,
RX.
Boo hasn't arrived then?
No, he'll arrive next turn.
Oh, no. He got a triumph.
With a vengeance.
Oh, we got a triumph. So 2 damage plus...
No, so... that can't be right. His heavy blaster pistol does more than that.
No, it's 9 because it's a heavy blaster pistol is 7. I don't know why it says zero.
There we go. All right, I'm dead.
No, don't forget your soak.
Oh, I'm probably still dead. What is my soak?
I have it here as 4.
Oh, okay, great. So he did 9, and he said 4, so 5. Oh, all right, I'm on 1 health. Yay. Wait, nope, that's the wrong way. I don't. All right, yeah. So this counts down. So I'm on 11. Do I have 12 total? I think so.
You're at 11, I think. As I've been watching.
Yeah, I'm at 11. Yeah. I just think my total is 12.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Basically 1 health remaining.
One health remaining, and the triumph is.
Why, yeah, I don't know what a triumph means in this situation.
I'm gonna say that when he shot you, he blasted you back into a wall and caused some damage that would require you 2 maneuvers to get out of in your next turn.
Okay. So I'm like tangled up in scraps or machinery or something.
Right.
And okay. All 8 arms of that robot you were staring at.
Damn it.
Yeah. It fell down.
And then I just look up at it lovingly.
Right, but
and
it's still
and dock with it?
No, not that kind of lovingly. More like Mama, hold me.
That's not much better.
It's different, actually. I know it's. I mean, whether or not it's better, it's still very different.
Okay, now we're back up at the top of the initiative order. Mac, if you want to fill in, if you've made it back, you at some point you were following just whistles or footsteps from RX-78. I'm starting to come out of your blindness.
All right, I'm right next to him. I'm still kind of like bleary. And I'm right behind like RX, and he got blasted, and I'm like, he's like blasted against the wall, and I'm kind of like found him. So, how do I get into the role? Do I just do initiative or?
So, if you go do you know the combat tab?
Are you my father?
Oh, no. All right. And then just hit PC, right?
One where there's still a dice open for it.
And then cool, right?
No, it'll be. Yes,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Cool.
My bad.
Not vigilance. Cool. Because we're cool.
All right.
We are cool and not vigilant.
All right. So you remain at the end of the initiative order.
All right. So I don't get to do anything yet.
Sucks to suck.
It sucks to suck, as they say.
Well, he can still do something.
At the end.
Yeah, why? Not this turn.
Not this turn.
Because this turn ended already.
It took him some time to catch up with you.
Okay. All right. So I should probably take aim at his jetpack then, huh?
You better hit it, you dumb shit.
Wow.
Sounds like he's malfunctioning.
I am at death's door. I do not give a fuck.
And you said 1 setback?
It's a setback for.
It's
going to be 2 setbacks because it's 1 because he has the jetpack and 1 because you're shooting a jetpack.
Oh, well, it wasn't 2 setbacks for me.
It didn't matter. But it should have been.
You should only have 1 purple though, right? Because you're probably at close range.
Unless he moved closer. He could move closer.
He's up at the gantry already.
He was medium last time.
I was medium, yeah.
Well, then how was I medium? I'm much further away than Sarn was.
Do you want to roll more difficulty dice, Ryan? You can roll more difficulty dice. Go ahead. You already missed.
Well, yeah, I know. Hey.
All right.
Wow. 5 advantages. That's definitely a crit.
That is a crit. So I do 10 damages plus a crit, but I have to add 20 to my crit.
Crit.
Yes, but you shot the jetpack, so you would do a crit on the jetpack.
You know the jetpack is attached to the person wearing it, right?
Yes, but you don't do a crit on the person because you obliterated. Oh my god!
This god is such a dick.
Well, okay.
Okay, so
I just wanted to explode.
Well, all right, you have some advantages. So I'm not saying it's going to do 0 damage to him, but you're not getting a crit out of it.
Okay.
All right. First you got.
Does that explode the back the jetpack?
So the jetpack explodes, and he sort of flies away, like pretty far away from you. He just kind of skitters off into the factory. He kind of hits the top and then hits down, and he's into some boxes in the back, and you don't exactly see where he goes. Surely, since it, from the explosion, it does some damage to him.
All right. Well, RX, I think this is a good time to get yourself out of the robot.
Try to perceive something.
I'll try to help you out, but I'm still kind of woozy and dazed, and I can't really see what is around you right now.
There's so many arms.
Mother.
Which arm is yours? I thought you lost the extra one.
Do not worry about me. I shall stay here.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go.
I'm like twitching and sparking like that.
And like my head, this guy's in bad shape.
Like, my head frequently just like spins all the way around.
I've never seen his head do that before.
And I just keep looking. I keep like stopping. My head stops swiveling at Mac and being like, "Are you my father?"
Yes, RX, I am your father. Now let's go. We gotta get home,
Daddy.
That's it. Back to Winnipeg. Let's go.
All right. So So Tiger, how does this work? Are we still in combat technically right now, or what?
I guess so, yeah, but I thought he got away. You don't know where he's at. You guys are kind of
the order was play. Oh no, it's
so
PC,
it would be yeah,
PC.
It would be okay. It would be you. Although, so Sarn took his the first initiative slot. Then now it's your
I actually
slot.
Rolled. I rolled the .03, so that's actually technically Max. Max the second slot.
Well, it's a PC slot.
It's a PC slot, so anyone can go.
So technically, well, it's
yeah. But let's talk about the team though. Mac, do you want to take this turn because you rolled it?
Is who am I shooting at? Is he gone?
Well, yeah, he is not visible right now.
I'm not going to take a turn, then. There's no reason to, I don't think.
All right, I'll do it. Okay. I will, let's see. I have a lot of stress. I will use a stress to perform my two maneuvers and still have an action.
You will not have it. You can only take two maneuvers. You can't take more than two maneuvers on a turn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly wrong.
That's exactly right.
No, you can't take two. You can only take two actions, but you can spend a stress.
No,
to
you can't.
Do
you can only take one.
Maneuver.
You can only take one action. You can take a stress to take two maneuvers. You cannot take an additional
right.
stress to do three maneuvers.
I never said that. I just meant I'd taken a stress to do two maneuvers.
And then you said you were going to do another maneuver.
Yeah, you said you were going to do an action.
Well, you actually can do three maneuvers because your action, which is what we've always taken to shoot, can just be another maneuver.
I'd have to look because that sounds right.
It is how it goes. You have
okay,
two
but
slots.
you can't take another action. You can take three maneuvers.
You can take three maneuvers or two maneuvers in an action for a stress.
Okay, fine. Go ahead and take your three maneuvers then. So you take two maneuvers to become free from the eight armed robot.
Yes, mother. And let's see,
oh yeah,
my
mother
where's
and father.
That's Mac.
Right.
And then after that, I will just, I'll stumble. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing, and I'm stumbling this way.
Okay. Do you want to do, because I'm trying to figure out how we're going to tackle not knowing where he's at. I guess it would be a perception.
Yeah. Yeah, I can roll a perception.
Okay. I'll roll that up into the maneuver you just took.
Fair enough. I was also just hoping that getting closer would maybe bait him out, but this is even better. What's the difficulty?
It's going to be average.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You guys can't perceive shit. Oh,
hey, I perceived shit.
So you perceived shit. Okay, so you see him. He's equally like into like a crate.
Guys, I perceived him. He is there. He is right there. I perceived him. I perceive him laying there, right there.
Still blind, so I can't see it.
I want a t-shirt that says, I perceived something.
Okay. I would like to say that your threats are also that he sees you.
Yeah, fine.
Worth it.
I wave. I just wave. Oh, hi.
And he says, oh, there you are. You droid.
Oh, you should have said, oh, hello there.
Oh, oh hello there.
Because I'm a droid. I get it.
No.
No.
That's what Obi-Wan says. General Grievous.
Who's hello there.
Oh, I didn't know that was to Grievous. I know the meme. I didn't
because
know.
Because he's a gentleman and he says hello to his enemies.
Oh, well, so did Kato.
And also because it was funny because he was trying to sneak up on him, but like he got caught by like 100 droids. And so then he just jumps down and says, oh, hello there.
Oh, no, another triumph.
The dog.
But he missed.
Okay, so he did miss. Advantages and triumphs is that he missed, but is able to... He hits like a bunch of stuff around you that kind of falls on itself, and he escapes again into away from your vision.
You just threw my perception away.
Your one successful perception.
God giveth and God taketh away.
Religious. He's really found religion since he pumped his head.
It's really more of an anti-religion, but. I'll accept it.
Are you just cursing? I have one question for God. Why?
Mac, that makes it your turn. You're the only one who has not gone this turn.
The God of this universe is not a just God.
He is so just. Oh.
He is
what's
so
going
petty.
On in the scene? Is the guy still not visible? I'm kind of like...
Yeah, apparently my perception means nothing, and he is... I sacrificed my life so that you guys could find him, and he just disappeared again.
Can I run a perception check? Since I'm kind of blind.
Yeah, but it's going to be... Wait, what are you trying to perceive?
Anything. I'm blind. I don't know where I'm at right now.
Okay. You can roll perception. It's going to be... let's say that this is going to help you get out of the stun grenade. What would that be?
Just adding a setback, maybe?
Well...
Oh, he's pissed. He left.
Coordination?
I'm trying to think what you might roll to regain your wits. I guess perception.
My wits?
Your wits.
Vigilance?
Vigilance. I don't think vigilance... I don't know. I mean, how do you think vigilance would fit, Mac? Or have you seen, like, what other skill could you roll on that narratively to get, let's say, some little bit more situational awareness?
What about survival?
Like, maybe...
You're used to it. You've been stunned so many times. You've just grown
I was just thinking of using perception and maybe seeing the enemy move if I perceived well enough, you know, but like maybe I had a setback to it. Or do you think the setback would just kind of instantly mean
I would say, I think for that role, it's going to be three difficulty. So it'd be three purple dice and a setback because you're blinded. Because you're not that close. And there was a bunch of stuff that like exploded, which allowed him to move away.
Oh, let's see how this goes. This is going to be fun. Oh, I didn't see anything, and I've got threats. I heard a noise, and I'm spooked. RX is acting like a religious nut job yelling at God. I don't know where Sarn's at, and something's moving in the rafters. Your camera.
Yes.
Why have thee forsaken me?
So yeah, just.
I perceive nothing. I perceive nothing but threats.
Nothing but threats.
So petty.
It's not me. There's it's the
a dice. Lot of percent. It's not what?
It's not me. It's the dice. Dice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is.
And yet, God decides what a triumph is.
I mean, you get to choose what your triumph is.
Got you there.
I don't roll triumphs.
Sarn rolled a triumph and exploded the bad guy's jetpack.
But that was amazing.
And
isn't that just what hitting it would do with a laser gun?
I didn't that's have a triumph.
Oh, you didn't have a triumph?
That is only a triumph. No. Listen, I think it's a little different if he just hits it. Because if it explodes, I would say that's triumphant. You know, so I think triumph is a perfect
if it explodes and kills him, that would be triumphant.
No, because then we're in a pickle. Because now don't we need to gather the crag for this guy?
I think we could turn him in dead. I think he's wanted dead or alive.
I don't think so. I don't like your guys' logic of just killing things and bringing it in. Like, that's going to help.
All right, well, so what's going on now?
You guys don't know where Kados is. Mac is still a little bit blind. RX is covered in sawdust, box dust, space dust from an explosion. And Sarn is still on the catwalk.
So the catwalk. It's Kato's turn then.
Oh, it is. He does some maneuvering and is now somewhere else. His turn is over.
All right, I'm flipping a light side point.
Okay.
Saying that once RX ouch.
What's that?
So since RX perceived him and I'm above, I was able to spot where he was and follow his movements because I wasn't around the box dust at all.
Okay.
So I see him and I want to run up above him still quietly, stealthily, over him, and I want to drop a grenade right on top of him.
Okay. You're still kind of far from him, so you're at... Let's see, that would be like long range. In order to get closer, you'd have to move two maneuvers.
Okay.
And so it's gonna have to be a stealth check because you want to be stealthy.
Yeah, so he can't hear me.
So he can't hear you. And in order to throw a grenade, that is a ranged light, and you need to be within short distance. So I guess that would be two maneuvers. I won't be able to do it. No, you're at long. You went to medium. Yeah. That's one maneuver. Went to short. That's another maneuver. So you're taking a strain. Did you get your strain?
No, I was going to.
Okay. And then
there
you'll...
we go.
Okay. Do a stealth check.
Difficulty?
2.
All right.
Okay, so he doesn't know that you're coming. And then it would be ranged light.
I have a frag grenade.
Yeah, frag grenade is ranged light.
Oh, okay.
And it's short, so it'd be one encumbrance. Or not one encumbrance, one difficulty.
Difficulty. And that's all I can do. I can't, aim, right?
No, because you're out of maneuvers. Yeah, that's what we were talking about with Ryan.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I don't know how much damage a grenade does.
Frag grenade is... It's 8 damage.
So 11?
Right. Okay, what happens?
So I sneak up and I hit the button on the frag grenade and I wait. I time it just perfectly. and I throw it right by.
Quick aside, can we just call it a thermal detonator?
Because it's not a thermal detonator.
There are fragonites in Star Wars. I just thought all fragonites were thermal detonators. Never mind.
No, a thermal detonator is much more damage.
Aside, retracted.
All right, so then I throw it right by his feet.
Okay.
And it blows up.
It blows up, catching him off guard. He flies up and has some damage done to him, and he lands on the ground. But then he gets back up.
Oh boy!
But I mean, clearly he's covered. He's covered in like cuts and like he's covered
damaged,
in.
Yeah.
He's in black. He's covered in black smoke, like alfalfa in an exhaust car pipe.
That is such an old reference. I bet you only got it from The Simpsons too.
Probably. yeah.
Okay. Well,
curse you, God, and your outdated references.
Your outdated non-galactic references. That brings up another PC slot.
Oh, I got to erase a frag grenade then.
Whose turn is it?
Whoever wants to go.
All right, Ryan, why don't you go ahead? Buddy. All
right. Okay. What happened? What was the outcome of the grenade toss?
No, he got right back up.
He's covered.
But you hit him, and you did damage.
Yes.
Great. Okay. What range am I currently at, Tiger? Am I at medium range or short range?
Me doing that gave away his location then.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
So then now RX knows where he's at.
Now everyone knows where he's at.
You're probably, I think at this point, because he was at medium, right? So I think that he flew back a little bit and now is at long range.
Okay. I will move closer to make it back to medium. And I will take a strain, again, because I have a lot, to aim for a bonus dice. And I will shoot at him.
Okay. Huh.
So, boost die. Medium range, so 2. Come on. Big money, big money. Yes. Whew. All right, that's 10 damage.
Okay. So, you shoot at him, and you hit him, and he gets taken back a little bit further, just sort of gathering damage. And you see your hits hit him. He's off balance, but is still on his feet.
Okay. Fair enough. I think it's his turn.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to shoot.
It's not his turn.
My bad. I thought you were talking to me.
No. It's
that's fine. I get it.
So he's staggering around, just having been hit. He taps something on his wrists. Some alarm type things go off, and you start to hear droids in the background, sort of converging on the area. And then he takes maneuver to fall back behind some cover. Oh, not hidden. So that would be his second maneuver. And I guess taking a strain to move 2 back.
So, question.
Yeah.
Do stun grenades work better on droids than living beings?
No, it's the same.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like an EMP kind of thing.
No.
Okay.
All right. My turn?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to take aim and shoot.
You are very far.
Yeah.
Get closer first.
Yeah. At least move a little bit closer. Oh, no.
No, I'm going to say, those droids were a dark side point.
Yeah, so what should I do? Maneuver one and then shoot?
You'll still be at a setback because he moved behind some cover and you're at long range. So it'll be a setback and three purple dice.
You can move again to take a strain.
Don't I already have some strain though already?
You have plenty.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. All right, I'll take one more strain to move up closer because I'm just such a nice guy. So what is it now?
It'd be medium and two setbacks.
Two setbacks?
No.
Or two difficulty?
Yeah, no. Two difficulty, one setback. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, two difficult. Range light, and here we go. I got him. Hooray.
Okay.
He's not that blind.
So I'm not gonna lie, guys. I was kind of just shooting in the. That was a lot of luck right there.
I
saw a lot of luck.
What?
I just was shooting at anything that moved.
What is your advantage?
Now you guys can see, you know, we know where he's at, right? You guys know where he's at, so he's not like hidden, right?
Right.
Whatever he's moved. How about that? Like he's moved. He's not like behind the thing anymore. So
like you really touched him?
No, like I shot him, and now he's trying to move to a different spot or something like that. So is that too much of an advantage?
Or you shot him, and he
abandoned.
When he recoiled in pain, he stood up.
Yeah, something like that.
He
like
abandons his cover. Yeah.
Yeah, he abandoned his cover because I shot him.
Yeah.
So he has less cover.
Okay, that makes sense. So he no longer gets that setback.
Until his next turn when he ducks.
When he ducks, no. So now it's his turn again. He takes aim towards RX, who was at medium range, right, when you shot?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think you're at close range. You did move a lot, but you were still... No, your extra maneuver was to aim. So... he does. All
right, RX, we'll get you after this. If we survive, we'll pick you up.
Yay.
That will be... You are now exceeded your wound threshold, which means you have lost consciousness, right?
Good night, friends.
And I think that means you roll a crit.
And Sarn.
All right, so you have a stinger critical injury.
What's that do?
What does that do?
I have permission to view this item sheet.
Oh, you don't?
I do not have permission to view this item sheet.
Increase difficulty of next check by one.
Ah, well, I'm not going to be throwing any checks, so that's totally fine.
No, probably not. Not since you're deactivated. Okay. Now it's Sarn's turn, right? Or the top of the order.
Yeah. All right, I move over.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm still at medium range, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can move closer if you want. He's out of cover.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll move closer.
Okay.
I'll take an aim. And fire, I guess.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, four advantages. That's got to be a crit, right?
Yeah,
it's a crit. It is a crit, yeah.
Plus 20.
Plus 20.
So 41.
What was that again? Because it's one of your, yeah, it's one of your.
It's one of my, yeah, plus lethal blow.
Yeah, he has 20 to crits. Yeah.
Yeah, I have two lethal blows.
Okay. Wow. All right. So it was at 20. So he's at 41. So it's bowled over. All right. And
what is bowled over?
I don't know.
Okay.
How do I permissions? Oh yeah, all players none. Observer. And bowled over. Can I? Trying to get it to send you guys the. Permissions. Now you should have access to it. Not popped out. Send to players.
What I drew a result for those.
No, I probably did that by accident. That's not. I did not mean to do that. You should be able to see in the dice roll. Oh, that's wrong. Okay, bowled over. I'll just read it. Sorry. The target is knocked prone and suffers one strain. So you hit him, and he falls over. He just like leans over, falls to the ground, and is just laying.
Drops his gun.
That's a different critical. He falls.
No, I'm using my advantages.
Oh, okay, yeah. His gun falls out of his hand, and he's laying face down.
All right, RX, time to dock him if you weren't deactivated. Time to dock with him. He's face down. So we just lose the bottom one then. PC slot.
Well, you lose. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, you lose a PC slot. So yeah, okay. I picked the bottom one because that's where RX was, that's where his role was. Okay. But, okay. I'm not really sure.
So now it's Max's turn.
Yeah. So now it's Max's turn. At this point, the droids have sort of come in around him.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
he's laying face down.
Shoot. Okay.
If I had to give advice, I would say shoot him.
Well, right now I'm kind of scared. A lot's going on right now, and I'm kind of trying to hide a little bit. All right, so
to hide.
Mac is scared and wants to hide.
Surprise! Classic. Surprise!
All right, fine. So I take out my gun. I stand up in an angry tiff, and I shoot.
You should probably move closer too.
Yeah, I'll move closer too. Whatever.
Yeah, run forward in a rage.
I'm running. I'm just like, fine, I'll take a shot at it, you fucking. And what's my thing now?
It'll be one purple, and it'll be your blaster or whatever you're shooting. One purple? Yeah, because you're in close range.
One purple.
One purple. All right, successful.
Yeah.
You shoot this man, or this Nikto laying face down on the ground, into the back. And he continues to be laying on the ground, face down.
Man, this guy's got a lot of health.
He's not moving. He's just laying there on the ground.
He's also got a lot of soak.
Darn! I thought you told me this guy was a threat. He's not even getting up.
Yeah, because you shot him again.
All right, so it's
called the double tap.
Oh my god, you're a monster.
It's his turn now.
You're just now realizing this.
Okay. For the NPC's turn, he continues to lay there, face down, with blaster holes in his back.
Wait, is he dead?
Oh, let's see, whose turn is it? Oh, he gets another turn at the end of the initiative order.
Yeah.
He continues to lay there with holes in his back, face down.
He seems pretty dead.
Should I shoot a robot?
Maybe go just go up to him, see if he's dead.
I don't know. Because I don't want to fall for that trick.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get close, he's just going to grab my ankle. And...
That's true.
Oh, God.
His robot ankle.
Yeah, should I just... Oh, I don't know what to do now. I guess I aim at one of the robots to shoot them. Oh no!
I flipped a dark side point. He does. He's still motionless, but out of his hand rolls a thermal detonator in front of him.
I run. I use two maneuvers to go far.
Okay.
And if I hide, that's another strain, right? Like if I take cover?
Yeah, if you're not shooting, yeah, then you would still take a strain. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take cover. And end my turn.
Okay. That brings it up to Mac. No, Mac.
Yeah, Mac.
Okay, Mac. Yeah, because I guess there's only three of you. The thermal detonator continues to blink.
Where is it located on the map? Like, where is it between us?
So you came close on your last, you know, your last rage shot.
Yeah.
So you're within close range. It rolled out of his fingers towards you.
Can I kick it back?
I
mean, that's pretty Star Wars-y, isn't it?
But that will have to be a check. I guess I'm thinking it would be athletics.
I'm pretty athletic. All right, just regular, though?
You're athletic at running away.
Regular difficulty? Yeah.
Keeps me thin. Oh!
Okay.
I kicked it with three successfuls.
Okay. You successfully kicked the grenade back towards him as it continues to blink. So at this point, I guess you kick it, what would it be? One more?
Should have tried to kick it towards the droids.
I thought that's why I was kicking it, because they're like right next to him.
They are right next to him.
Okay.
So you do kick it back towards him in the middle of all the droids, right on top of Cato Lichos.
How long does it take for this thermal detonator to go off?
One round.
Like, does it?
He has it set for a timer when it rolls out of his hands.
Okay, well, it's his turn.
It's his turn. Okay, so it's going to be...
What was that? Was that me?
Oh, that was not supposed to be you. I just have you highlighted. That's supposed to be... I can't. It's supposed to be Cato Lichos. You kick the thermal detonator back towards him, and it blinks, and then fizzles.
Oh.
This must have been...
Oh, it was one of the...
Defective.
Broken ones. Right, so he's still alive?
Well, that was one of his turns. The second turn comes up for him, and he continues to lay face down with blaster holes in his back.
And he's taking this really hard.
All right.
I will say when it rolled out of his hand towards Mac, he was not throwing it. It just It just rolled out of his hands.
Okay. I guess I'll start combat with the robots then, even though they haven't fired at us at all.
No, and they're just getting there. They see Kato Lichos. He's laying on the ground. They see the thermal detonator not having gone off, but they saw the thermal detonator come there. And they see, they all look at Kato. Then they look at Mac. Sarn had run away. They look at Kato. They look at Mac. They look at Kato. They look at Mac. Then point their weapons at Mac and say, "You're under arrest for shooting this man, Nikto."
Wait, are these police droids?
It says police droid, but they're just guard droids from the factory.
Oh, the Bearcats.
Good, because I don't think they would protect this guy. All right, I shoot one. I shoot the one close. Well, I move closer. And then
Sarn, save me!
Wait, hold on. Yeah, let Mac react.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mac, you take the first spot.
Oh, I'm saying save me because I'm about to get shot.
Stop being a pussy. Getting shot ain't that bad.
You are disact. I thought you were outside. So, right,
I'm gonna go to the bathroom really quick.
Well,
you gotta take initiative.
No, you guys can keep your initiative.
All right. Can I pee?
I don't know. Can you?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
All right.
What a teacher move.
I'm glad someone noticed.
God, the teacher.
What an English teacher move.
English teacher, those bastards.
They're the only ones allowed to pee.
With their air conditioning.
They're the worst.
So, how's your deactivation going? Do androids dream of electric sheep?
I am reconnecting with my mother.
Oh my god.
Did you bring it with?
Who's got the family history in this game? You or me? I don't even mention my mother. My mother.
Oh, that's
my
right.
Father.
I don't know her very well, other than she has 8 arms.
All right, what'd I miss?
Nothing. But the droids are looking at Mac, and let me hold on. I got to look at this.
Oh, he's dead.
You killed him. Yeah, they're looking at Mac, and they said you're under arrest for murdering this man, and also, no, never mind, just murdering this man. And they point, and now it's a PC slot.
So I quickly do a quick draw. I think I have that.
That sounds possible.
That sounds possible.
Possible.
We should probably circle that or something like that. Commencing context and a quick draw.
Yeah. I got a quick draw.
Okay.
So,
and once per round, draw a holster, a weapon, or accessible items as an incidental. Okay.
So what does that mean?
You don't require a maneuver to draw your weapon.
Oh, I've already got it already out, though, don't I?
Yeah, so...
It doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't help. All right, well, then I'm just going to shoot the guy, the droid. I'm at close range, right? I don't really need to do much, just shoot.
Yeah, you're at close range.
You could aim.
You
could... Oh, yeah, I'll aim.
Yeah.
Should I give me a boost?
That would give you a boost.
You should aim.
So that's one boost, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did any of you guys watch Godzilla King of Monsters? Or no, sorry, no, not that one.
I'm sure Boo did.
Godzilla vs. Kong?
Godzilla vs. Kong, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I just watched... I didn't see the movie, but I just watched the fight scene. between Godzilla Kong and Mecha Godzilla, and it was pretty fucking awesome.
Spoilers? No, it was great. I had a great time.
What
I might rewatch it tonight.
What is one of my top favorite films? You used your blaster rifle, so it's 9 damage plus 2 successes, so it's 11 damage.
Yeah, boo. Just go under weapons and you can hit blaster pistol next time.
Either way.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Instead of going to range light, you can go to the weapons and it makes it a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it did anything different.
It'll show up a little bit different, like
the role is effectively the chat. Same, but
it's the same, yeah, but it looks a little different in the chat.
Oh, okay, so
it lists like how much damage it does.
Okay, I'll do that next time. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just letting you know.
I said I'm sorry.
You should be.
Okay.
Oh, droid's dead.
Yeah, you blasted the droid.
Woo!
I think that makes it Mac's turn, right? Or Sarn.
No,
again?
My turn.
Okay. No, not again.
Yeah, I'll just...
Exactly, not again.
I'm just going to use Quick Strike on this.
What is Quick
Strike? The closer droid. Add a boost to someone that hasn't acted in the encounter.
Okay.
And I am one, or...
Two.
Medium range?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I
failed.
You miss. Ooh. Wait, hold on. Was there any advantages? You have two advantages.
Yeah, I got two. Yeah. So now they're just aiming at me instead of Mac.
That's your advantage?
Yeah, because I'm up high, so I think there should be some kind of.
Oh, you're still in the catwalk?
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot you were up there. The catwalk. Yeah. Hey, I think we all the did. Catwalk. Oh, the catwalk. Okay. So in that advantage, okay, so the police droid you shot at turns to shoot at you rather than Mac, and is two away.
Everything expected.
Two, yeah.
Okay. And
that pie?
It is apple pie, homemade apple pie.
Ooh.
We went to an apple orchard on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't because they were basically all out of apples, but we got enough apples to make an apple pie.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The droid.
Well, because no one likes eating Granny Smiths, and that's what you make apple pies out of. So
I actually really like eating Granny Smiths.
Okay, fine. You're a 5-year-old. Congratulations.
I'm a what?
5-year-old.
Gotcha. Oh. I bet you got nothing to say about that. The droid shoots at you and misses. The other droid takes aim and shoots at Mac, who's a bit closer. By taking aim, he gets a boost.
No, 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 no. Yes!
And he misses Mac.
You suck!
You jackass.
You'll have to catch me first.
That brings us to the top of the initiative.
Yes. So, Mac, you want the first one again, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him again. I'm gonna shoot right back. You said weapons. What was this? I'm in the middle of a shot.
And Andy's transponder is beeping.
Hello.
Not
a good time.
You just hear on the other end. It's Wookiee sounds.
Yes. Well,
I'm just shooting regular, right?
Yeah.
Away.
His blaster pistol only does 6? Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I actually have... Oh, it's a regular blaster pistol, so yes, 6. Okay. He shoots this police droid and kills it.
All right.
Good job, Mac. All right, Wookiee.
The Wookiee responds to you in Wookiee.
Can I understand Wookiee?
I don't know. Can you?
We lost our translator droid.
I don't know. No, you can speak Wookiee because you were talking to him, weren't you?
Didn't you? Yeah. Didn't you talk to him?
Yeah. The albino Wookiee?
Yeah.
So I respond in Wookiee.
You look at your transponder and it says Wookiee Spider on it.
Oh.
Spider is the name of name of the bar where you met him.
Yeah.
He says,
did I get his name?
No. In your transponder, all you wrote was Spider Wookiee.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were really fucked up. He says, is this the Twi'lek from, or is this Sarn?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you available for a job?
He says, can we talk about it in about like 5, like 10 minutes maybe?
I need to know if you were serious about what you said earlier at the spider.
Can you remind me what I said earlier at the spider?
The thing about butt radar.
If I killed him, yeah, I killed one. I killed him.
Yeah, but did you mean you would help me someday?
Yes.
Will you help me now?
Right now?
Not right now. But soon.
Yes.
I have a bounty that I can fulfill, and I need some help.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. But let's meet at the spider in a couple, like tomorrow, to talk about it.
Tomorrow, please.
Are you okay? He says.
No, I'm in a firefight.
It sounds really noisy in the background.
Yes, I'm in a firefight.
Are you okay? Are you going to be okay?
Yes. Hopefully.
Sarn, who the hell is that?
Are you still with that droid?
Kind of. He's deactivated right now. But I'll call you back after the battle.
Okay.
All right.
Do you need help?
No. So I shut off.
How much can help?
I actually might want to. So then I move up closer and shoot at the other police droid.
Okay.
Ooh, I got a triumph.
How would you like to spend your triumph?
I wish that I shot him, and just to be safe, he landed on top of Lichos's dead body to make sure he doesn't come back to life and grab me when I go to kick him.
I don't think Lichos is dead. He's not dead.
I can't believe he's dead. I know.
It's never been confirmed.
Okay.
Wait, if he dies, I don't know if the police droid died or not.
Well, you can't. Oh, yeah, you did enough damage for the police droid to die. I flipped a dark side point. As he keels over, he lands, as your triumph dictates, directly on Kato Lichos and is on top of the man laying face down with blaster holes in his back. And then he starts beeping.
Oh no! Hopefully he's defective too.
Can I flip a light side point?
Negate everything you said.
I mean, that's not how light side points work.
Can I flip a light side point to use the last energy in my battery to shoot the droid that's beeping?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'll
roll for it.
No, you already got a triumph that he.
I didn't get shit. What are you talking about?
You played fast and loose, and
I never got a triumph. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
We have 5 fucking light side points.
And
he beeps. 5 light side points to shoot it.
He explodes. He has a self-destruct mechanism that causes him to explode.
Not a good idea, Sarn. Can I spend a light side point to say you're a dumbass, Sarn?
You can. How about your light side point? You have like. As your battery gets like lower and lower, your damage, you can have like one burst of energy before you're completely dead.
You're a fucking dumbass. Paranoid fuck, sorry. And then I die.
Oh my God. And then he explodes, doing, let's see, I got a roll for that.
God.
Okay, so it's not additional damage, it's only the 8 damage from a frag grenade.
To who?
To both you and Mac, who are standing close enough to get blasted.
Does it matter that I'm up above?
No. You take 8 damage.
This is a vengeful god.
But don't forget,
right.
Don't forget
your sword. The catwalk has holes in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Remember the steam?
Well, apparently, it didn't actually provide us any camouflage, those who are standing on the catwalk.
You
would
have to be
benefits,
in
it. It only benefits God. It never benefits us.
Just take how that works. Just take your three wounds. Now you're at 11, okay? And shut up. Just be lucky you're not dead.
No, I should be at... No, I was at 8. I already added
it. Oh, you already added it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I will add it to Mac. Okay, and let's just say it does some damage to RX, too.
Well, as long as my last words are, petty god.
Your last words were, you fuck Sarn.
The paranoid, he
called me a paranoid fuck.
Yeah, it was, you dumbass paranoid fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
To Sarn. But no, those were not my last words. My last words were, petty god. As I took more damage from the grenade.
Okay. All right. And as everything sort of, the smoke starts to settle, it's just Mac and Sarn standing over this absolute carnage.
Can I go tornado these soldiers' pockets?
You could if they weren't exploded.
Yeah, but like, only his back pockets were exploded. And his front pockets should be fine.
And the words paranoid fuck ring in your ears.
Adam,
as you look miserably at the pockets that don't exist anymore and the sad Charlie Brown theme plays in the background.
Yeah, well, I flip a light side point. It says he has a secret pocket in the front of his armor, like underneath.
Okay. Roll.
That I can find.
You find a secret pocket in the front, thanks to your light side point.
And you have to roll perception.
And you have to roll an easy perception.
Oh, if I fail this easy perception, I am going to be pissed.
Oh,
yes. I perceive something.
And you reach into his front pocket, and you realize it wasn't a pocket at all. It's a hard erect genitalia.
I called it.
Can I rip it off?
Yeah, but let's see, what would that be? What kind of check would that be?
A sexual check.
You can rip it off. I'll allow
it.
I rip it off. And I place it on RX's body.
Oh. I'm dead. I don't care.
I know. Exactly.
As soon as you place that, where do you place it on his body?
Right where his third arm used to be.
Oh, okay. So he gave you a toe. You gave him
a
bloody dick.
An alien dick, yeah.
Yeah. Genitalia. We don't know it's a dick. And as soon as you turn around to Mac, does Mac have anything to say about this display?
No. Sounds like, but you know what, Sarn? That was a real dick move.
Oh.
I hope he suffers a strain for that.
And you both turn and look, and there's a Mustafarian standing there, and he speaks to you in Mustafarian.
Dude. Don't I know just enough to
you know
that I shouldn't be here?
That's exactly how much you know. No, you know just enough Mustafarian that You don't know what he says, but it sounds to be in a confused tone.
Hold on, I'll try. What's going on, man? How's it going?
That's
man.
Rastafarian.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, you can try a knowledge check to see if you know enough to talk to him.
If I speak Rastafarian. Or flip a light side point. We got four of them to use.
Yeah, I'll flip a light side point. Says that I know enough about Mustafarian to understand what this guy is saying.
Yeah, but you already used a light side point to know that you know just enough that he's confused. I guess you can...
you didn't use it to do that.
No, it was. This was from a previous game.
Oh.
I will let you get more from a light side point, but how do you... How does it happen?
What? Like, how do I know what he's saying more?
Yeah, like, what do you think narratively would let you understand more this time and not last time?
Because...
I'm really lost.
You know, I'm gonna say... How about I say... he's speaking in a dialect that I understand.
So he's got, like, a strange accent?
Yeah, but it's an accent that I understand. It's okay. The other guy spoke Northern Mustafarian. This guy's speaking Southern Mustafarian. That just happens to be the dialect that I've smuggled with before.
Okay, good. and he said, "What the hell happened here?"
Oh man, you don't understand. It was a big explosion, man. I'm just gonna keep going with the Rastafarian. That's how we speak Mustafarian.
He continues to just look. He's just looking at you two, puzzled, in a sort of confused way.
We just walked in here, and they were like this. It was like this when we walked in. What do you think happened?
He looks at you. And he says, "It looks like a lot of violence has happened here."
Good Lord!
And you look to have participated.
Can I wake up just to say no shit, that Sherlock?
That is a wild accusation. I have you know, I am a safety inspector, and this place is not up to code.
Can I wake up again to say he's a diplomat?
No,
you keep just waking up to say things.
I'm a diplomatic safety inspector, and let me tell you, this place is not up to code. My name is Bert Macklin, and this place is not up to code. You look that up.
That's going to be a check. I don't know. Deception, charm.
Can I wake up to say that's derivative of Community and then die again?
No, no, it's derivative of Parks and Rec.
Damn, I meant that one.
You meant Community
Parks.
Get it Parks.
Right next time.
No, I meant Parks and Rec.
No, he's dead.
I just said the wrong thing.
He came back to life to guess the wrong show.
I'll allow that.
Damn it.
I'm rolling a deception. Is that
petty.
A
petty? Yes. Average.
Anything?
Average. I always say Community when I mean Parks and Rec. Not the first time that has happened to me.
He doesn't believe you.
All right.
And why would he? Max holding a gun that's smoking.
so is Sar.
Yeah.
Hey, holding
smoking guns over a grenaded bodies.
Yeah, grenaded bodies, not gunned bodies.
There are also plenty of blaster holes in the back of what's his name? So
there were blaster holes when he still had a body.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now he's vapor.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Now he's just one singular dick.
So the Mustafarian looks at both of you carrying guns, just having lied to him, and he starts to slowly raise a walkie-talkie to his mouth.
And I point my gun at him and say, "Don't fucking do it."
Damn it.
All right. Can I charm him?
Sure, but you're gonna have to tell me what you're doing.
Oh, I'm going to come up and speak his language, and I'm going to put my arm around him and just be like, "Listen, man, friend, come on. We're all going to be friends here. Why don't we not, like, let's leave the walkie-talkie out of this, and, you know, we'll just, we'll just all walk out of here peacefully. My friend over there, he's a little trigger happy. Let's just come on. Let's go, you know, I'll give you some money, you know, we'll get out of here."
Is this charm or coercion?
This sounds more like a threat.
I'm gonna go coercion. And then do I need to do anything different?
No, it's the same difficulty.
In my mind, you're like waving the blaster around while you have his arm on him and like occasionally like pointing it at his head.
Fuck this and like stupid
waving
game.
It around again. Yeah.
You do have three advantages though.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't buy my shit, but he is interested in getting money. How about that?
But the fact is you got close enough to shoot his walkie-talkie.
Oh, maybe I could do that. Or yeah.
Steal it.
Or no, can I say one of my advantages is I pocketed his walkie-talkie, or is that like too, is that too much?
You just swipe it out of his hand.
Yeah, I just walked away with him. He's like, I don't believe you. And I was like, that's fine. Swipe.
Yeah, okay. So, I will allow it. It's a failure, so you're not successful. But I will allow one yoink.
Yoink.
Swiper, no swiping.
And I would suggest you run out of that place.
Well, yeah, but we need the bodies.
I don't even know what we're doing here anymore.
Like, is there proof that Leechos is dead that we can give to the Black Sun? Or the Pike Syndicate? Whoever pays more?
Ahead.
I mean, you have
his dick.
You have his genitalia.
No, he doesn't. It's actually sitting on my body.
Yeah, but we have to breed
you're
RX.
You're presumably
going to
be taking RX, or maybe you're not, and you're just going to take the genitalia. So Mac has just yoinked that walkie-talkie. It's a Three Stooges moment. He's not happy. He's gonna start like chasing you. What are you guys going to do?
Can there be a corridor with like doors along either wall? Like Mac is running into a door and then out a different door,
like a Scooby-Doo. I said Three Stooges, not Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that came from. I'm pretty sure that came from like Three Stooges era comedy, though, and then Scooby Doo just
may very well
on
be
it.
True.
Yeah, because it had that. There's that really famous tune, that like British comedy tune that like goes.
Yeah,
with
Yakety Sax. That's Benny Hill.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. I think that originated much earlier than Scooby Doo.
Okay. I'm just going to call it for you guys. You run out of the place. And you leave. You don't grab RX. You only grab the dick and head out of the factory.
Did we forget RX?
Well, yeah, are you guys going to bring him or leave
Can
him
we there? Take his memory chip?
So you leave
I
his body?
I carry him on my back.
How about just his head? Just pull his head off.
Alright.
It's got the memory chip. It's got his memory chip in it.
I rip his head off so violently like I've wanted to for a very long time.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And you guys run out of the factory.
And he just and as you rip the head off, it just said RX just goes, Daddy.
Are you God?
Okay. I will. Yeah, let's call it there. I like that. I will say in the background, you were able to collect on the bounty based on the very particular, very unique, and very uniquely tattooed genitalia of Cato Leechos.
You could say in two different ways that we got ahead.
Oh.
One strain.
that was a dick joke
for everyone.
And a decapitation joke.
Yeah, that's a round of strains on Boo.
That's a round of strains.
Everyone gets some strain.
Let's see. You collect. I think
all
what was it, 1,000? 1,000 apiece from Chopper.
But I guess I'm credit. Dead, so like they get 1,500 apiece.
I don't. Yeah, you like, get
gonna,
you get you get the
you
1,000.
We're gonna figure you out, bud. We're gonna make sure you're back up and running. We're gonna give you an R2 body.
No, please leave me dead.
you mean crutches?
R4.
Oh God, R4. That's even worse.
Do we just get 1,000 or 1,500?
You get. I mean, they give you 3,000. 3,000 credits. Split it up however you guys bicker is gonna.
All right, guys, that's cool. I'm gonna go. See you guys later.
All right. See. All right.
Bye.
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 Bye. All right. So, how do you want to split it up?
I mean, we could
straight down the middle.
Yeah, that's fine. All
right. I'm fine with that too.
Yeah. Okay. As long as he doesn't get anything.
All right. Yeah, and I guess that's it. Yeah, you guys would collect that bounty. I'll probably summarize that up in a short thing. There's no reason to do it here. I don't know. I'll have to read because we're going to be going into the next adventure. I would say Sarn, keep in mind of the Wookiee that called you and said that he had a job.
Yes.
I
did send you a text message. I don't know if you got it.
Yeah, I saw it. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess what I'm was thinking is that, like, okay, well, this next adventure is a little complicated, so I don't know if I'll be ready next week, but I'm gonna try to learn as we go, just like I've been doing. So hopefully, okay, we don't have to take any weeks off.
Well, that leads me to my next point: is I'm gonna be starting roulette class. And I don't know yet. She just called and said it's probably going to be Monday through Thursday. So I'm probably going to have to miss some weeks. I don't know how long it's going to be.
Well, didn't you say it's like 6 weeks?
I don't know. It could be 4 weeks. It could be three. I'm not 100% sure.
So you're not going to have any off days then?
Well, no, I'll have Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday off.
But you have to work on those days.
No.
Oh, so that's better then. Well, not better, but we just won't be able to do Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, but and you guys don't like doing it on weekends.
I think we
but
could.
But if I can keep this up until the game.
Well, how about, so I can't do this Friday, obviously, or not obviously,
well,
but.
I don't know when that's going to go into effect either.
Okay. So
2 weeks from now, 1 week.
It would be perfect when you find out. It would be perfect for the first event, like for this. Why can we plan that? Unless it's going to be like a month. If it's going to be 2 weeks, I guess we could miss 1 week, a Friday or a Saturday to do the first session with this module.
Yeah, I can do that, and yeah, we can do it in person too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know because I'll definitely have Saturdays off.
Well, it would be perfect. It would be awesome if you could do, because we're doing the thing with Joe on the 30th. Boo.
Yeah, but I don't want to do two things in one day.
Obviously not two things in one day. I was just saying that, like, just separately. It would be awesome if Andy's going to be off for the Saturday that we're doing the thing with Joe.
If he wants to do it.
Yeah, that's definitely fine. Want to.
Yeah, we were under the impression you worked on the weekend, so yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, I just got this call today, so.
Okay, well, yeah, let's like keep us informed, and we'll figure it out. I think it's what, 2 weeks from this weekend.
Yeah, so. Because next weekend is the, well, this in 3 or 4 days is the 16th, then the 23rd, and then the 30th. Okay, yeah, we'll have to figure it out. Yeah, I might be able to get a little bit extra days if we're trying to get your, yeah, we'll just see.
Yeah. And I'll let you know as soon as I